Hey, cutie. Take a look at this. Did you read this book? There's a whole section on Nekos. Did a human really write this? It's eerie. It's like they know what it's like in my brain all the time. I guess I just thought we were too different, but I really want to try, okay? I'm going to make some I statements. I like you. I want to feel closer to you. And I sometimes feel misunderstood by you. I don't understand why you get to make all the rules around here. You always tell me what to do, and I want to put stuff on the grocery list too, and I don't care if we had tuna last night. It's yummy, and if I want to put it on the list for next week, then you should just buy it, okay? Sorry. You're right. My tail fluffed right up. I guess there were a lot of yous in those I statements. Let me just say something nice, okay? You're a very thoughtful person. I really think you do your best to deal with me and my quirks, and I admire that. And I want to help you. It's the least I can do. Remember when I borrowed your credit card? I bought something for you. For us, really. And I guess technically you bought it. Okay. Don't laugh, though. They're kind of a big deal. Don't look at the other stuff just yet. Here. Ta-da! Cat ears. In your favorite color. Please don't laugh. I'm serious. It's not a matter of you liking them. Here, look. It's around here somewhere. Oh, look, I highlighted it. Okay, we've got to walk a mile in each other's shoes. And at first, I thought that was just like a bizarre human thing. Like everybody just goes around stealing each other's shoes to help themselves get along better. And that would be stupid, because I hate wearing shoes. And I thought, well, maybe you could try living with my ears for a day instead. It could be like your thinking cap for thinking like a Neko. You think it's stupid? Would you do it for me anyway? You would be a good Neko, I think. I could make you be a good Neko. Okay then, sweetie, let's start your lesson with putting your ears on. You're doing it all wrong, you know. It's very unlike a Neko. I would never hold still while you put something on my head. Come on, think about me. Remember when you stuck that piece of tape to my tail? I hated it. I was jumping around everywhere. Okay, whatever, smarty pants. Maybe I left a piece of tape laying on the floor. It doesn't matter. What does matter is that I don't stand for that kind of stuff. All right, but I didn't say you could move either. It defeats the whole point if you keep moving your head. You want to be my good Neko, don't you? Then you have to let me put your ears on. It's like you have to put the ears on, but you also have to not like it, too. This is all very basic. Does that make any sense? Well, sometimes little things bother me a lot, and I try to play it cool, but stuff like that really makes my skin crawl. That's why I like it so much better when you let me touch you first. When you surprise me, I feel uncomfortable. That's sort of an I statement, I think. There. Now, aren't you precious? Let me take a step back. Take you in with all your cat-like majesty. All right, so the problem is that you're standing all wrong. See? I'm standing right here because this is where the floor is warm. Isn't the floor cold over there? Can't you feel it? You humans don't even know how to stay warm properly. Here, let me move you. See? If you stand right here, your toes will stay much warmer. All right. Maybe you can't feel the difference, but it is a big deal. And don't you bring up socks again. I hate how they feel. Try and think about how sad I feel where no matter where I am, my feet always get cold. If we can turn on the heater, then why can't we just, like, turn it up more? All right, that's a good point. Maybe when you're home, I can just warm my feet up on you. And maybe when you're gone, I can turn up the temp just a few degrees, please. See, that wasn't so hard. Was it? And I think you're just about ready to start practice preening. You know, preen. Clean yourself. You've been outside. Do you have any idea how much dust there is in the air? It sticks to your clothes and it makes me sneeze. And I always make sure to keep myself very clean. That's because I set aside the proper number of hours each day for preening. What? Well, you wanted to know what I do all day. Now you know. It's your turn to try it out. You're cleaning yourself like you're scared of looking dirty. You're not that dirty, okay? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh. You're doing great, and I really appreciate it. It's just... Don't take me too seriously. It's not like I'm mean on purpose. Just... Here, relax. I know I agreed to stop licking you, so I'm just gonna use the brush instead. You know, if I told you how great you are all the time, then maybe you'd start thinking about how you could be with someone else. I mean, whatever. You're all right. But what if you decided you didn't have to put up with my quirks? I feel like I let you down when I mess up dinner or I get scared of a mouse. But I like to think I'm useful in other ways. Like, I'm very pretty to look at. And I'm really smart. And I can jump way higher than you. But it's whatever. I don't measure my self-worth by any of those things. Do you? Well... You probably have some weird human thing instead of mice to be hung up about. Humans are always keeping score instead of thinking about naps. That's what's important. You've got to think about naps, sweetie. Plan them out. I mean, do you really want to go back to bed every time? The same bed we sleep in at night? That's so boring. Sometimes you can fall asleep in front of a window, and then when you wake up, there might be birds outside. I think If we took more naps together, that would be nice. All right. Example. I got something else for you. Feel this. It's a nice sweater, right? Soft and fluffy with a little waffle pattern. Does it make you want to do anything with your hands? It's nice to feel. Now, I'm going to put the sweater on. Okay. What do you want to do? Come on, spit it out. Well, does it help if I lay on the couch like this? It's not a trick question, come on. You want to lay on top of me, don't you? Now that's thinking like an echo. There's nothing like needing a soft sweater. Put your chest on mine. Good kitty. Now, purr. You heard me. Get all comfortable and purr. It's only natural. Like this. Doesn't it feel good? Huh? With a little practice, you can get that deep vibration in your chest, too. This is important. You've never purred for me before. It makes it hard to live with you. When I purr at you, I'm letting you know I feel safe. I'm not mad at you. I'm with you. And everything is okay. And you should really purr back. Look, you're already getting sleepy. Good kitten. Now, there was that other book I was reading, too. I've given a lot of thought, and I just think I could do a much better job fucking you. Now hold on to me. I'm gonna roll you over on your back. And I'm gonna sit on your chest. Look up, kitten. Look up at me. I'm in charge today, remember? Everything I say goes. Do you want to be good for me? Perfect. Hands down. It feels really nice when you feel up my breast, but I just want you to watch me. Watch how I'm moving my hands, see? Your fingers should always be moving along my nipples. Just like that. I'm already starting to poke against the sweater. Once that happens, you can start pinching. Like this. Makes me restless. Makes me want to rub my pussy against something hard. And that's how you get me to grind on top of you, honey. Hands down. I didn't say you could move. Use your words, kitten. If you want something from me, tell me. Now that is a better use for your mouth. You can use your hands for this. Now, don't take my panties off. Just slip them to the side. Good kitty. I love bossing you around. It makes me feel sexy. Would you like some head pats? Will you eat my pussy? Oh, you deserve it. Yes, you do. Yes, you do, my sweet little kitten. Just nuzzle your face against my thighs and lick me. No need to worry about anything. Huh? Notice how light I feel on you. I just want you to feel good. I'm going to take care of everything. And as long as everything feels good, you just get to be a brainless little bottom. Do you like it when I talk that way? It's in my other book. The one on bondage and sadomasochism. It says I'm supposed to make my bottom feel nice and safe when I dominate them. There were diagrams. I want to try so many things on you. So how about it, huh? You're already wearing cat ears and worshipping my pussy. Let's make it official, shall we? You just stay right there. You don't have to be told twice, do you? Now we get to use the other stuff I ordered. You know when I said I wasn't into collars? I lied. We'll need to break it in, won't we? Now, let's see if you learned your lesson with the ears. That's more like it. You have such a cute little whimper. Turn your head a little. I want to feel if it's too tight. Just a little wiggle room. Plenty for you to breathe, but tight enough. That thick leather is a reminder. You're mine. You're my sweet little kitten. And I'm going to do whatever the hell I want to you. It's because right now, I know best. Maybe most of the time you're the human, you get to make the decisions, but right now, as long as you're wearing that collar, I'm the owner. And you're just a pet. It says so, right on the tag. You belong to me. Now, I would never let you put a collar on me, but you're such a sweet little submissive, aren't you? What are you going to do? Not do what I tell you to? Because we can have a thorough lesson in the sadomasochism side of things, if you want to play it that way. But I really think you know, deep down, you're going to do exactly what I say because you melt a little every time I tell you how good you are. Yes, you do, my little sweetie. And I'll reward you. I'll reward you more than you can stand. How's that sound, kitten? No words, just purr for me. Like this. You can do it too. Just like we practice. You're so fucking cute. I mean, how cute. Now, stand up, pet. Hands against the wall. You know how I like to play with string? Well, think of this rope as just my big string. It goes behind your neck and and then down between the legs. And then we pull it up tight, making loops, weaving a pattern. Stand up straight, sweetie. Arms behind your back. I hope you've got good balance. It's very important in a Neko. And if you were to trip, then you'd just have to trust me to catch you, wouldn't you? Oh, don't worry. I wouldn't take advantage of your arms being tied behind you. Me? Never. Maybe a little. If I wanted to tickle you, or tease you, or touch you anywhere. Getting nervous, kitten? Don't you like my string? Oh, but you look so pretty wearing it. Every strand, every knot adorning you. They make you look so yummy to me. It's okay. Just feel my hands running over your body. My breath on your skin. I'm right here with you. I know you. I know when you need comfort. And when you need a little push. You can do this. You can be the best kitten. Don't you want to be the best kitten for me, sweetheart? It's really simple. Huh? Back in a second. Gonna make them beg. You didn't peek, did you? Because our next activity... You have a job to do. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put these two coins against the wall, like this. And you're going to lean forward. And you're going to use your knees to keep the coins pressed against the wall. Maybe I need to move them a little further apart. Perfect. Not too uncomfortable. This isn't a pressure position or anything, so you should be able to do this for 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes, right? Anybody can stand there for 5 tiny minutes. I'll set a timer. And then you'll be the best kitty in the whole entire world. Starting now. Oh, looking good. Nice form. You don't mind if I rub my pussy, do you? Oh, did you think I meant my vagina? No. You're my pussy, aren't you? My sweet little pussy cat. My little Neko cat. All vulnerable with your legs spread apart. Now, this may make your task just a little bit harder. Just focus on holding still for me. Don't mind if I kiss you. Don't pay attention if I nibble or bite. Rub my breasts against your back. It's fun. When my nipples catch on the rope, when they rub against your bare skin, when the hair on your neck stands up. How does that feel? No words. You don't need words. Oh, that's it. Purr for me. Purr for me just like my toy. I know you're used to touching yourself, but I'm gonna take care of all that now. I want to explore your body while you're powerless to flinch. You'd be amazed what pleasure you'll feel once we break down every last reflex of self-defense. No closing your legs. No pulling away when I touch your most sensitive parts. No shame. No mercy. Because I don't really think you want me to go easy on you. You want to be helpless for me. You're tied up all pretty, trying to keep your thighs from trembling because deep down you want more. You want me to rip that orgasm out of you. You want me to rip that orgasm out of you. It belongs to me, just like you belong to me. And that's what you're here for. That's why you can't stop whimpering, because you've got to come for me. Now. You can do it, pet. Don't make me turn this thing up. I'll shake your bones with this toy until you break. Come on, pet. Time's almost up. You only have to hold the coins up a little longer, but you want to come, too, don't you? You want to be a good kitty and do what you're told? Well, it's time for you to come. Are you going to make me tell you again? Are you going to finally let it all go for me? Oh, there you are, sweetheart. There, just a little bit more. Let's be nice and thorough. There's only 10 seconds left on the clock. Ah, you've almost done it. You've only dropped one coin. Come on, try and hold the other one. Oh, well, you tried your best. Oh, and you're shaking. Well, don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to hold you tight. It's okay. Oh, you did so good. Look how much you came for me. That's all I wanted. I just wanted to make you feel good. I'm not always the best at everything. And I know I can be a lot to put up with. But I want to be the best at this. The best at making you happy, making you feel good. And the rest doesn't matter. I like to think that I need you. Because of who you are. I need your kindness in my life. Yeah? You ready for me to untie you? Soon, sweetheart. Let's take this to the couch. There's still the matter of your punishment, Tiger. Come on.